The first trade policy review of Montenegro has offered us a good opportunity to deepen our understanding of recent development in and challenge to its trade, economic and investment policies. Since its accession in 2012, Montenegro's initiatives to integrate into the multilateral trading system have been greatly appreciated. Indeed, the more than 195 advance written questions submitted by 17 members and the 28 delegations that took the floor during the first day underlined the importance attached to Montenegro's trade and investment policies and practices. I would like to thank the Montenegrin delegation led by the Director General of the Ministry of Economy, Mr. Goran Spanović. Also, I would like to thank our discussant, Ambassador Peter Matt of Liechtenstein, for his insightful remarks, and all the delegations that took the floor for their valuable contribution to this review. Despite its small size and the related limitations and vulnerabilities, Montenegro has managed to maintain strong, albeit fluctuating, growth since its WTO accession. Members commended Montenegro for its openness to trade and investment and performance boosting trade-related reforms, including the 2017-2019 Economic Reform Program and the Fiscal Consolidation Strategy. Montenegro's use of the euro as its national currency provided stability to its economy, but could also be a challenge for its monetary policy and competitiveness. Montenegro was praised for its efforts to strengthen the environment for business and investment, including judicial reforms, non-discriminatory incentive schemes, measures to tackle corruption and rule of law, and its regulatory framework. So members encourage Montenegro to continue to address persisting structural imbalances and market rigidities, concentration of exports on low-value products and informal activities, all of which inhibit its potential. Efforts to diversify the economy, including by promoting services, were an important element in reducing the vulnerability of the economy to external shocks. Consequently, to support trade and economic growth, members urge Montenegro to continue with productivity-related and foreign investment attracting structural reforms in several areas. Montenegro has remained committed to the rules-based multilateral trading system while expanding its participation in RTAs. Members welcome Montenegro's wide-ranging action taken to align itself with WTO principles and the EU acquis communautaire in several areas. They took note of progress in accession negotiations to the EU, which has been the driving force behind many of the recent reforms. Members commended Montenegro for its extensive commitment undertaken upon WTO accession, as well as ratification of the Trade Facilitation Agreement, TFA, becoming a participant in the revised GPA, participating in the expansion of the ITA, and accepting the protocol amending the TRIPS agreement. The active engagement of Montenegro in the WTO was also appreciated. Members referred in particular to Montenegro's contribution to work in the areas of e-commerce, services, domestic regulation, investment facilitation, MISMIS, and women's employment. Some members encouraged Montenegro to improve its WTO notifications record in certain areas and took note of Montenegro's stated commitment to submit pending notifications shortly. Members welcomed Montenegro's trade facilitation strategy and expressed interest in the steps undertaken to implement the WTO TFA in order to strengthen competitiveness. They appreciated the predictability of Montenegro's tariff regime, as bindings were set on an ad valorem basis, and the limited gap between applied and bound rates. Nevertheless, they noted that the tariff has become more complex due to its EU alignment, and there were some concerns about tariff binding observance. Some members commended change, such as streamlining custom procedures, the elimination of import quota, the reduction in import licenses requirements and prohibitions, and reforms to the government procurement regime. Some concerns were expressed, and more information was served on certain food standards and SPS requirements, as well as trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights. Some members saw opportunities for sustainable development in the agricultural and fisheries sectors and increasing the value added for goods. Montenegro was also encouraged to improve market access for agricultural products. It was suggested that although the financial services sector has been fully privatized, Montenegro should modernize and improve access to these services, which would also benefit other sectors. Members noted with interest reforms underway in the areas of energy, transport, and telecommunications. Members also referred to the increasing service orientation of the economy, which now accounts for over 70% of economic activity. Some were interested in hearing more about strategies to sustainably develop and diversify the tourism sector, a pillar of the economy. The above are some of the key issues that had emerged in our discussion. I hope that the Montenegrin delegation will take into account and further reflect on the many constructive comments, both broad and detailed, that it has received during this review. Finally, I would like to thank all those that participated in our discussions, ambassadors, experts, and I look forward to receiving the answers from Montenegro to any outstanding questions within the next month, at which point the review will be successfully concluded. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, this ends our meeting today. I look forward to seeing you all at our next meeting on 29 of May, where the TPRB will review the trade policies of Guinea and Mauritania. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.